Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In his address to the United Nations General Assembly, President Barack Obama said the international community must resist efforts by extremists to justify violence, oppression, and intolerance, and must marginalize those who use hatred of America or the West or Israel as a central principle of politics. Mr. Obama said a politics based on anger, one based on dividing the world between us and them, not only sets back international cooperation, it ultimately undermines those who tolerate it. He pointed to Iran, where we see where the path of a violent and unaccountable ideology leads.
The Iranian people have a remarkable and ancient history, and many Iranians wish to enjoy peace and prosperity alongside their neighbors. But just as it restricts the rights of its own people, the Iranian government continues to prop up a dictator in Damascus and supports terrorist groups abroad.
Speaking of the Iranian regime's nuclear program, Mr. Obama said, time and again, Iran has failed to take the opportunity to demonstrate that its nuclear program is peaceful and to meet its obligations in the United Nations.
Let me be clear. America wants to resolve this issue through diplomacy. And we believe that there is still time and space to do so. But that time is not unlimited. We respect the right of nations to access peaceful nuclear power. But one of the purposes of the United Nations is to see that we harness that power for peace. And make no mistake, a nuclear-armed Iran is not a challenge that can be contained. It would threaten the elimination of Israel, the security of Gulf nations, and the stability of the global economy.
That is why a coalition of countries is holding the Iranian government accountable, said President Obama. And that is why the United States will do what we must to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.